Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Reshma Tiwari with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds wide-ranging talks with his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim in Kuala Lumpur. Both leaders unveil several initiatives to boost ties in defence and security, semiconductor and trade sectors. India and Malaysia commit to further strengthen comprehensive strategic partnership. Ukraine announces sanctions on companies involved in the production of Russian missiles and drones. Vote counting is underway in Thailand's early election and constitution referendum. In Asian Rifle and Pistol Championship, Arjun Babuta and Ilavenil Valarivan win gold, setting world record in 10-meter air rifle mixed team event in New Delhi. And in ICC Men's T20 World Cup, England defeat Nepal by 4 runs in Mumbai and New Zealand beat Afghanistan by 5 wickets in Chennai. Match between Ireland and Sri Lanka underway in Colombo. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has returned to New Delhi after concluding a successful two-day visit to Malaysia. Before his departure, Prime Minister Modi held wide-ranging talks with his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim in Kuala Lumpur today. The talks covered political, defence and security cooperation, trade and investment, the digital economy, energy, education, tourism and regional issues. The two sides committed to work on 16 agreements and engagements across different sectors, including disaster management, audiovisual co-production, combating and preventing corruption, and semiconductors. Prime Minister Modi said cooperation between the two countries will expand in intelligence sharing, maritime security, defence and counter-terrorism. Mr. Modi underlined that India's position on terrorism is clear, with no double standards and no compromise. The India-Malaysia joint statement released after the talks reaffirmed the commitment of both sides to further expand the comprehensive strategic partnership. Our correspondent covering Prime Minister's visit has more.
Both the countries have also committed to advancing cooperation in emerging technologies. India has underlined that semiconductors remain a key area of engagement, aiming to combine India's design strengths with Malaysia's long experience in manufacturing, assembly, testing and packaging. Yesterday, after arriving in Malaysia, the Prime Minister addressed members of the Indian community at the Salamat Datang Modiji Diaspora event in Kuala Lumpur. During the event, he announced the opening of a new Indian consulate in Malaysia and the launch of the Thiruvalluvar Scholarship to promote educational and cultural links. Mr. Modi said that India and Malaysia share a special bond as maritime neighbors with strong people-to-people ties and a vibrant Indian diaspora. He also highlighted cultural and educational linkages, including the presence of the Tamil language in Malaysia, and said the audio-visual agreement signed during the visit will promote exchanges in film and music. Prime Minister Modi also met persons of Indian origin and veterans of the Indian National Army during his engagements in Kuala Lumpur. The two-day visit concluded with both countries reaffirming their commitment to deepen cooperation across sectors and further strengthen the comprehensive strategic partnership. Durgesh Padoria, Akashvani News, Kuala Lumpur.
In Thailand, vote counting is underway after voters went to the polls today to elect members of the House of Representatives. Thai voters also participated in a constitutional referendum on whether to begin drafting a new constitution to replace the 2017 military-drafted charter. The election is widely seen as a three-way contest among the Progressive People's Party, the populist Phyu Thai Party, and the conservative Bhumjai Thai Party, all vying for power. The 500-member member House of Representatives will select the next prime minister, requiring a simple majority. Russia's security service, FSB, has said the man suspected of shooting Vladimir Alexeyev, deputy chief of Russian military intelligence agency in Moscow, has been arrested in Dubai and sent back to Russia. Lieutenant General Alexeyev was shot several times at an apartment building in northwest Moscow on Friday and was taken to hospital. The FSB named a Russian citizen, Lyubomir Korba, as a suspect. It also said there were two accomplices, one arrested in Moscow and another fled to Ukraine. Following the shooting, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said it would be up to law enforcement agencies to pursue the investigation, but described it as an apparent terrorist act by Ukraine intended to derail peace talks. There was no immediate response from Kyiv on Russian allegations. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky today announced the imposition of new sanctions targeting companies involved in the production of Russian missiles and drones, as well as entities linked to Russia's financial sector. We have a report.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky announced that the newly imposed sanctions are targeting Russia's financial and defense sectors. In a post on social media, President Zelensky said that sanctions have additionally been imposed on entities supporting Russian cryptocurrency mining and related activities. He added that parts of these measures would also be included in the European Union's upcoming 20th package of sanctions against Moscow. The move follows a large-scale overnight air attack by Russia on Ukrainian energy facilities on Friday. The assault involved more than 400 drones and around 40 missiles of various types. Nishit Kumar for World News.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated his Japanese counterpart Sanae Takaichi for her victory in the elections to the House of Representatives. Her Liberal Democratic Party crossed the 233-seat threshold on its own less than 2 hours after polls closed, putting it on track for one of its best-ever election performances. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that the special strategic and global partnership between the two countries plays a vital role in enhancing global peace, stability and prosperity. Mr. Modi expressed confidence that Takaichi's able leadership will take India-Japan friendship to greater heights. Iran's top diplomat today said that Tehran's strength lies in its ability to say no to the great powers, striking a hardline tone following negotiations with the US over its nuclear program and in the wake of nationwide protests. Speaking to diplomats at a summit in Tehran, Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi indicated that Iran would maintain its stance that it must retain the ability to enrich uranium, a major point of contention with US President Donald Trump, who ordered strikes on Iranian nuclear sites in June during the 12-day Iran-Israel war. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will travel to Washington on Wednesday to meet with U.S. President Donald Trump for talks focused on negotiations between the United States and Iran. In shooting, India's Arjun Babuta and Ilavenil Valarivan set a world record and a championship record on their way to winning gold in the 10-meter air rifle mixed team event at the Asian Rifle Pistol Championship 2026 in New Delhi today. The Indian pair combined to score 505 points in the final to successfully defend their Asian title. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, Sri Lanka have set a target of 164 runs for Ireland in a Group C clash at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo. Put into bat, Sri Lanka scored 163 runs for the loss of 6 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Earlier, England defeated Nepal by 4 runs in Group C clash at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai this evening. Chasing a target of 185, Nepal fell just short, finishing on 180 for 6 in their allotted 20 overs. In another match, New Zealand defeated Afghanistan by 5 wickets in a Group D clash at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai this morning. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds wide-ranging talks with his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim in Kuala Lumpur. Both leaders unveil several initiatives to boost ties in defence and security, semiconductor and trade sectors. India and Malaysia commit to further strengthen comprehensive strategic partnership. Ukraine announces sanctions on companies involved in the production of Russian missiles and drones. Vote counting is underway in Thailand's early election and constitution referendum. In Asian Rifle and Pistol Championship, Arjun Babuta and Ilavenil Valarivan win gold, setting world record in 10-meter air rifle mixed team event in New Delhi. And in ICC Men's T20 World Cup, England defeat Nepal, New Zealand beat Afghanistan, and match between Ireland and Sri Lanka underway in Colombo. That's the end.